This is the shopping list we're going to go through. It's going to get increasingly, perhaps more technical. The next stop will be copyright. Now, copyright is not something that's going to be important to everybody. But it's important to certain types of business. If you're in the publishing business, it's obviously absolutely essential if you're producing books. But it can also be important to people who design computer software. There's a case very recently where somebody copied the source code within a company and gave it to a competitor. That was a copyright infringement. And computer programs, at least in source code, since they're intended to be read by human beings, are protected as literary works. So if you're in the software industry, copyright's quite important to you. It's also important in a lot of other businesses, like drama, etc., plays, films, broadcasts, music. The music business, copyright is absolutely essential for the music business. We know the trouble that's going on at the moment about downloading, etc. More a practical problem, a legal problem. But the music business wouldn't have a business unless they were able to protect the music and sound recordings by copyright. Thing to notice about copyright is it doesn't give you a monopoly. It doesn't stop people selling the same thing, making or selling the same thing. If you're clever enough to write some music which is identical to a very successful piece of music, and you do it quite independently, that's not a copyright infringement. It'd be very unlikely that has happened, but in theory, it's correct. So copyright protects copying. It also only protects original works, which means that it's the result of your individual effort. You haven't copied it from somebody else. The plus side of copyright is it lasts a very long time indeed, and it can last up to 70 years from the date the author dies. And in some cases, you know, I mean, think about Harry Potter. Harry Potter's probably going to be in copyright until the next century. Now, what copyright doesn't protect is ideas. Now, to give you one example, Sherlock Holmes. If you had an idea about writing about stories about a detective who had a particular appearance, wear certain clothes, a hat, a pipe, etc., etc., just an idea. But the actual text of those stories will be protected by copyright. That copyright has expired in the UK. So at the moment, anybody can copy Sherlock Holmes stories and sell them if they want to. One word of warning is that what happens in the UK may not be typical of everywhere, because some of the works in the, are still protected in the United States because they have a longer period of copyright protection. Copyright isn't terribly good at protecting designs. It will protect drawings, artistic works. An artistic work for this purpose could be an engineering drawing. It could be the design of a machine. But it only protects the drawing from, in the sense that you can't make another drawing from it. It will not stop people using that drawing to make three-dimensional articles. So if you've got a business which makes mechanical devices and you have engineering drawings which you need for the manufacture of those products, you're not going to be able to stop somebody making those products by copying yours. That's not an infringement of copyright. You can stop them copying your drawings. So if they manage to get hold of the drawings and copy those, you would be able to stop that. But basically, copyright is not terribly good at protecting designs for products. It's not terribly useful. What is more useful is the system of design rights. And this has become so complicated, I don't think we really can go into it very deeply today. Just indicate generally the sort of protections available. You can have registered rights, which mean you have to apply to the patent office to register a design of a product, whatever. And here are some of the requirements. It's got to be novel. Mustn't have been done before. And it will give you a monopoly right, which will enable you to stop anybody producing a similar product. But this doesn't apply to products where where the design is functional, where the features of the design perform some practical purpose. But if you've got some design freedom and can in some way maybe have the same function but express it in a different way, it might protect that sort of expression. And one can imagine a simple article like a water jug. It has a functional purpose, but there are lots of different ways of designing that to make it attractive. And those different ways might well be registrable as a design, but you can't register a functional aspect of a water jug. Functional articles do have some very limited protection under unregistered design rights. These last for a shorter period of time, basically up to 15 years or 10 years if you've started to market it at an earlier stage. They're not going to be terribly useful in your business, but they might just give you a little bit of protection to start with. Perhaps I can just give you an example of a real problem. Now, these are vacuum cleaners. The vacuum cleaner on the right is called Henry and is very popular. Cleaners who are working at night in offices find Henry very consoling. It's looked upon as a little person. And it's a very, very popular type of vacuum cleaner. Now, more recently, Henry had competition. There was a newcomer, and we see it on the left. Now, it doesn't have the Henry has the name of his manufacturer on the top, Pneumatic. The competition has no name, and it doesn't have Henry's face. Well, what can you do about that? Well, you might say, well, what about design protection? There are no doubt features of Henry which aren't dictated by the function. Unfortunately, all design protection for Henry had expired. Nothing could be done. However, there was evidence that people who went into shops to buy Henry's were sometimes rather careless. And they could easily come out with the product on the left. So the law of passing off, which we looked at earlier, making misrepresentations, enabled Henry's manufacturers to stop the sale of the vacuum cleaner on the left. So you have to be a bit imaginative sometimes. You probably have to go through and tick the boxes, copyright, design rights, patents we'll come to. But in the end, it may be something simple as saying, well, people are being deceived. This is very like the Jif Lemon case. So the people on the left have gone away to make a new product. So, but you don't really want to be relying on that if you can help it.